AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran and the U.S. are holding their third round of indirect talks. U.S. Special Mideast Envoy Steve Witkoff is meeting with Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi in an effort to convince Iran to halt its enrichment of uranium and limit or stop its production of long-range missiles. A prominent advisor to Iran's supreme leader has suggested that the country could reach an immediate agreement in talks with the U.S. if they focused solely on Iran's commitment not to develop nuclear weapons. In California, the FBI served search warrants yesterday at the Los Angeles Unified School District's headquarters and the home of its superintendent, Alberto Carvalho. The FBI also searched a third location near Miami, where he previously led the public schools. Federal officials would not give details of the nature of the investigation involving the nation's second-largest school district. In other news, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on questions by lawmakers to the Surgeon General nominee.
Wellness influencer and entrepreneur Dr. Casey Means, President Trump's pick to be Surgeon General, appeared before a Senate committee. Means is not currently an active physician. She was asked about measles and flu shots.
I believe vaccines save lives. I believe they're an important part of public health.
Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine asked Means, does
the flu vaccine has efficacy in reducing serious injury or hospitalization? This is an easy one, doctor.
Her eventual answer.
I support the CDC's guidance on the flu vaccine.
Means told senators her vision is to address the root causes of chronic disease.
Our nation is angry, exhausted, and hurting from preventable diseases.
Means disillusionment with traditional medicine drove her to a career in which she promoted various products, at times without disclosing how she could benefit financially.
This is AP News. Mayor Mamdani's relationship with NYPD is starting to get icy after officers were pelted in a snowball fight. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
A massive snowball fight in New York City where police were hit creates a frosty situation between Mayor Mamdani and his police commissioner. The NYPD putting out wanted posters for some who threw snowballs at police who were taken to the hospital. Mamdani doubling down on downplaying the issue.
You know, I've said time and time again that having seen these videos, to me, it was a snowball fight that got out of hand, and it should be treated accordingly.
Police Commissioner Tisch and the PBA calling the incident disgraceful and criminal. Monday's giant snowball fight in Washington Square Park, which was promoted on social media, as innocuous as it seems, presents the latest political test for Mamdani just weeks into his term. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.